It's time again to find out what Ed has said.
All right. So, here I am again. In my bedroom. The bedroom that I share with my siblings. So it's the four of us who share one bedroom. And it's not a very big bedroom either. I'm sitting in front of my computer. It's an old Macintosh from 2007. We got it a couple years ago from some old Arabic dude. A long time ago. It was a long time ago. I have no soundproofing. A lot of outside things can be heard. To be honest with you, the quality of these podcasts hasn't improved a whole lot since I first started. A year ago now. Over a year ago. It was 2019, June 28th, when I uploaded the first episode of What Ed Hess Said. When I announced it just a couple days before that, maybe a couple weeks before that, I was at my house doing nothing, lazy. I was lazing about, just sitting on my couch, going through my phone. And the idea came to me, the idea just suddenly came to me, because I remembered earlier, having a conversation with someone. I was having a conversation with someone, right? And, I don't know, I was just talking about a whole lot of nonsense, you know, how I usually do. Like in my podcast, imagine, you know, just convert one of my podcasts into a conversation that I was actually having with someone. And they tell me, and they say, you know, you have a way of speaking that makes what you say more interesting than it actually is. And I'm sure a lot of you might have different opinions, but that was enough for me to, you know, that sparked the idea, right? That created that tiny little idea that soon turned into ambition. And I took that ambition, and it wasn't a huge ambition, it was like, you know, I was planning to do a fun little thing, truly minuscule compared to, you know, what other friends are doing at the moment. I've got this one friend, well, acquaintance, truly. I've got this one acquaintance who, is super ambitious, And I don't mean to delegitimize everything that he does, but I sometimes fear that he might be spreading himself way too thin, focusing on so many things. But I mean, if he can do it, then all power to him, you know? And I truly admire him for being that ambitious. And I hope he's not listening, because this sounds really stupid. What were we talking about? Yes, that conversation gave me that idea. It sparked an idea in my head, and I thought, hey, I wonder if I can make my own podcast, or something like that. And I did a little bit of research, and I found this this website that hosts podcasts for free, basically. You don't have to pay a monthly fine for having your podcast distributed. It does it for you. And I just thought that was way too good to be true, so I had to look into it a lot more in depth. And it's true. And they've partnered up with Spotify. So, you know, that just kind of legit makes it seem a lot more legit, in my opinion. And I've been using it for a whole year. All of the podcasts that I use, I've been using this website, anchor.fm. If any of you are interested in starting your own podcast, and if you have the means, then, you know, you could look to look at that website, see if you're interested. And if you are, well, tell me about it, because I'd really like to hear something from you guys. When I announced that I was going to start my own podcast, I got a couple messages from some of my friends, and most of them were excited for it, if not all of them. You know, I can't remember a single one of them who was in any way unsupportive. All of them were supportive, and they would say, oh man, I can't wait for it, you know? And a whole bunch of other supportive things. And I've got to say that I'm, you know, that's what kind of pushed me into, like, you know, going all out, you know. I made a cover for it. I tried my best to keep everything consistent. But in, you know, looking back, I have no idea what this podcast, I had no idea what this podcast was going to be about. I still have no idea what it's about. I just talk into it and hope that something valuable comes out of my mouth, which is a very rare thing to happen, but you guys seem to like it, the three of you who are still listening. Yeah, you see, the website that I use to make my podcast, to distribute them, it lets me know how many views each podcast gets, and you know, it gives me the statistics. And I always thought that was a really neat feature, but I've always found that when I find out how many people are actually listening and how many of them aren't listening and whatever, you know, it's just information that sometimes I wish I didn't have. You know, sometimes I wish I could just put it into some void and never get any information back, and that'll be it, you know? I wouldn't know if there were a lot of people listening to it. I wouldn't know if there were only, like, two people listening to it. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't have an idea. And I'd be happy with that, you know, because the less I know, the better. I'm checking the app right now, and it says, excuse me, I did a little burp. It says here that I've got an estimated audience of 5. You see, it takes every single episode that I've put out, and it takes all the plays that they've gotten, and it kind of does this, like, I should know what it's called. I came out of AP stats. It takes the average amount of listens that I get, right? I'm trying to find which episode was the most popular. All right. So the top episode was episode 1, titled Nervous. And for good reason, you know, people were interested, people were excited, people had a little bit of hype about the whole thing. And so it's got 44 plays altogether. I don't know if that's, those are 44 separate plays. I know I listened to it a couple times when I first put it out, you know, just to see if the quality was good. But yeah, 44 plays altogether. Episode 4, Bathwater Ice Cream, Area 51, and, you know, whatever. That was a cooperative effort with a friend of mine named Isaac, a very supportive friend who helped me out through this whole thing. He even made the jingle. He composed it, he made the lyrics, and, you know, I can't thank him enough for that, because I'm sure a lot of people would pay a pretty penny for that kind of service. So, Isaac, if you're listening to this, thank you very much. You have no idea how much that means to me. I hope everything's going well. And, yeah, that's my message to him. Episode 6 would be the third most listened to episode. Episode 6, Lovebirds, where I talked about a condition that I was, you know, kind of making up in my head about, you know, people who don't get enough attention in their childhoods or whatever from their parents, and then they go on to get into relationships a lot more, you know, because they desperately need that attention from someone else. And it's a toxic sort of thing to go through, It's a tragic thing for anybody to go through, because most of those relationships end in bitter sadness. When I made this episode, I confess that I had a couple people that I knew in my mind. And, well, they might know who they are, but if they don't, well, all the better, because I'd rather they not find out that I was talking about them or thinking about them when I made this. It's a very common pattern, you know, that everybody has noticed at one point, where it's like a guy who doesn't get along well with his parents, his or her parents, his or her or their parents, whatever, and they desperately, you know, they get into relationships with any person that gives them attention, that gives them that love, and they cling on to that person, and they don't let go, and they try not to let go, but in the end, it doesn't work out. Be it because it was one-sided, or because they went on to go to the next best thing. And it's sad, I've had a couple friends who actually have ended up dating those kind of people, and it always ended terribly. And I always feel bad for both sides. I never have any sort of resentment towards anyone's side. It's something they can't help. And they need to get some sort of, you know, professional help from it, about it, you know? I don't know, I'm not a psychiatrist. Mondo, if you're listening, maybe you could help these people out. I don't know. And the fourth most watched episode was the one with my little brother. I brought my little brother on there because he started his own podcast. A 9-year-old at the time, a 9-year-old was able to make his own podcast using that website. So, you know, that's more... I'm not being paid to say any of this. I wish I was, because, you know, there's a lot of video game sales going on right now. But, c'est la vie. I brought my little brother on. We talked about stuff. I don't know. He promoted his podcast, and there. That's all it was. And the fifth most watched episode with 23 views was episode 12, What Ed Has Said with Friends. I brought along a couple friends with me on that one. We all went to Isaac's house. He hosted the whole thing. Thank you again for that. It was me, Isaac, Luis, and Renee. And you might not know those people, you might know them. But we were just messing around. It was kind of chaotic, to be honest with you. There was no structure. We were just talking. So I think the appeal to that episode was that you felt that you were in that conversation, even though you weren't able to input anything. You were in that conversation, you were in the middle of the whole thing, and you were just able to, you know, listen to a bunch of idiots talk about a bunch of idiotic stuff. And I think that's where the appeal of that episode came from. And funny thing here is that it actually shows the geographic region of where most of my viewers come from. And I'm a bit confused. A little bit confused, because it doesn't make any sense. Hold on, I'm gonna burp. Whew. Got a lot of air in me today. Jeez. Anyway, geographic region. So 80% of my listeners, allegedly, come from the United States. Now that makes sense. Of course it does. 11% come from Ireland. Which, top of the morning to you guys. 2% come from Indonesia, 1% Germany, and 1% United Kingdom. So I don't know what that's all about. I have no idea how that works. I don't know how it got those results. I'm pretty sure some of you are using VPNs of some sort or something. Or maybe some unlucky fellow from any of those countries clicked on the podcast by accident or something, somehow stumbled their way onto it. Anyway. Here we have a list of listening platforms, you know, the platforms that you guys use to actually listen to my show. So I have 57% of you use Spotify, you know, because that's the link that I usually put on my Instagram account for you guys to listen to. 13% of you use Anchor. 13% of you use some other website, and 11% of you use Apple Podcasts, and 4% of you use Bullhorn. I've never heard of Bullhorn. This is the first time I'm hearing about it. What the hell is that? I have no idea what that is. And we have an audience demographic, you know, like, that shows the age. So that's pretty interesting. 35% of you are from the ages 0 to 17. And that's a pretty wide margin, because we're talking about literal infants to, like, preteens and teenagers alike. 23% of you are from the ages of 18 to 22. That makes sense. Some of you must have already turned 18 by this point. 10% of you are between the ages of 23 to 27. I'm pretty sure that's bollocks, mate. I don't think that's true. I'm pretty sure there's something up. 24% of you are from the ages of 28 to 34. I really don't think anybody who's 10 years older than me is gonna find anything of value in this. And 4% of you are from the ages 35 to 44. Yeah, it might have been my dad or something. I don't know what's up with that. It's strange. It's very strange. Oh, look at this. And we've even got gender. 52% of you are male. So, what up, my boys? Oh, that sounded really lame. I apologize for that. I don't know what's up with me. 42% are female. How's it going, ladies? Hope I haven't scared any of you off. Pretty sure some of you are going to be friends of mine, so I'm pretty sorry about that. But if you're not friends of mine, and, God, what am I doing? I'm trying to be cheeky or seductive or something. It's not working out. I'm not meant to be like that. Anyway, let's move on. 4% of you are non-binary, which I respect, of course. Don't know if that's accurate, but if it is, well, it's cool to know that there are some of you out there who are watching, listening to my show. And a little bit over 1% of you are, well, it's not specified. So you haven't, there's no data on that. And, yeah, you just didn't answer the question, I guess. Very interesting stuff here in the statistics. And that's all I have. That's all I have when it comes to statistics. So what can we talk about now? Well, we can talk about my process, which is long and boring. Usually I get an idea in some random part of my day. I'm, you know, doing something else. Maybe I'm on the toilet and I get the idea, hey, this might be interesting. This might be interesting to my listeners, eh? And so sometimes I actually write a script, other times I don't. The last episode I made, I had a very specific script, and I stuck to it most of the time. But right now, I'm pretty sure you can already tell that I'm just going off the top of my head. That might be impressive, that might be pathetic, I don't know. It is what it is. Right now I'm just kind of off the cuff talking. I find myself using that phrase a lot more, off the cuff, when I finally found out what it meant recently, a couple months ago, I think. I was just having a conversation with someone on Discord, I think. I'm sure we can all agree that we've had a rough few weeks. And, yeah, me too. I'm no exception. I've been stressing out a lot about things, you know. As you might have already heard, I got accepted to SDSU, and I was seriously considering going there. But I'm just not sure anymore. I don't know if I can pay for it. I don't know how it's going to work going there every day. Barely got any friends who are planning to go there anyway. And, well, I'm also considering the alternative option of going to community college, Southwestern. Seriously considering it at this point because, you know, it's a lot cheaper. And they're, it's not like I'm missing out on any education if I go there. Teaching pretty much the same thing. The only thing I'd be missing out on is the college experience, but I've never been much of a party animal. I've never been much of a socialite. So I don't think I'd be missing out on much. So I don't know. I'll find something out. To my friends who are going to some really nice college, you know. Well, good luck, and, you know, I really hope it works out well for you. If you're going to any UCs, good on ya. You know, you got accepted. I didn't even bother finishing the application because I didn't want to go to any of them. I didn't see the point. I mean, UC Irvine has a really good art program, but it's like, I don't want to go all the way over there. I've got no family there to support me. I'd be on my own. So no thank you. And I'd rather not burden my family into moving in with me over there. Unless, you know, that's what you're planning to do, and, you know, I respect that choice. I respect that choice, but, you know, it's just not for me. So I'm having an on and off relationship with the colleges that I'm planning to go to. Potentially. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, I guess I'll just take the rest of the time to thank you, lad. No, I'll take the rest of the time to thank you guys for supporting me. I would be lying if I said that I didn't seriously consider just retiring this project of mine. I've had days where I felt as though, you know, what am I doing with this? You know, it's not going anywhere. But I stuck with it because of you guys, you know, the people who would talk to me about this, would DM me about it and say, man, you know what? I really like what you're doing here, you know? I really think it's great. And it's really nice to get an attaboy from you guys, you know, because I don't usually get them that much. Sure, you know, I'm a great artist, you know, everybody's in agreement with that. I have got talent, no doubt, but, you know, people get so used to it that they don't even bother saying it anymore. They don't bother saying, hey, this is really good stuff you're doing, you know? Of course I get it from my mother. That's, you know, but of course I get it from her. So, you know, it's nice to get some sort of, how do you say? What's the word for it? There was a word. It starts with a C. What was it? No, it starts with a V. It's validation. It's great to get validation, you know? I don't know if I should name any names. Maybe I should. Maybe I will. I don't know. You know who you are, right? I already named one name, but I don't think he cares that much about being that anonymous on this. It's not like the whole world is listening in on what I'm saying. Although I might be wrong if those demographic statistics are true. No. There's only a couple of you guys who are still listening, and I really do appreciate that. You know, you'd think that I'd feel as though this is a waste of time, and sometimes I do feel that way. Sometimes I do. You know, I'm not consistent when it comes to, you know, how much hope and faith I have in my future. Like every other person in my age, there are days where I just feel completely hopeless, you know? And I'm sure you can relate. We're all going through this together. We're on the same boat, on the same ride, although we come from different backgrounds, and we've got very different stories. We have a lot in common in what we've been going through and what we've been struggling through. Sometimes I wish we could just focus on our similarities rather than our differences, but the human brain is almost wired into thinking, man, it's weird that he's like that. It's weird that he's different, you know? But we keep evolving as a species, and there's no doubt in my mind that someday we'll get to the point where that doesn't even concern us anymore. We'll drop that instinctual genetic thing, you know? Someday. Maybe not in my lifetime. Obviously not in my lifetime. Most likely never in my children's lifetime or their children's after them. But someday. And I have hope that that'll happen, that that'll be the case. So, you know, I guess that's a nice place to end it at. It's been 1 year, bloody hell. It's been one bloody year. You gotta be kidding me. And I kept at it. And a lot has happened, and I've grown a lot. Learned a lot about myself, and so have you guys, if you've been paying attention. God. What a year it's been. And I've got you guys to thank for that. I do apologize for all the terrible, terrible episodes that I've been putting out. You know, I'm pretty sure I've put out some gold here and then, but I there's no doubt in my mind that I've put out some garbage, you know? And I'm sure that you guys have probably even gone through the garbage expecting some sort of wonderful thing. I don't know. 1 year. I wish I had some sort of compelling thing to say, a poem of some sort. I haven't written a poem in a couple months. I maybe should get back on doing that, but I've bought so many video games, dude. I don't know. I'm not strong enough. Distractions, they're everywhere, man. So, this has been What Ed Has Said with me, your host, Edward, Eduardo. Please don't call me Eduardo. That's not my name. It's not on my birth certificate. It's written clear as day on my birth certificate, Edward. Edward James Medina. That's how it's written. Please don't call me Eduardo. That is a sin. That is a sin. I consider that a sin, and I take great offense to it. Not really. I'm just playing around, but, you know, whatever. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day, night, whatever it is. And good luck. And you can expect to get more episodes from me. Thank you for a whole year of, well, your support. God, I'm getting so sentimental right now. Jeez. All right, goodbye. For reals. Bye.